It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, not bad, how are you?
Good, thank you for speaking to us this morning. We've got a lot of things to get through. Let's start with talking about abortion reform, which is fantastic. The abortion law reform, the government's announced a bill that would only require a medical test for women who are more than 20 weeks pregnant. Your government said this is the option you've selected that's most likely to garner support across the House. Why is that?
Well, at the moment, that's where the statutory test really, although it's a lot more cumbersome, that's currently where the statutory exists in current law. I know there are some in the medical profession who would have suggested 22 weeks, but our view was that of the three options presented by the Law Commission, this one struck the balance that was more likely to get enough support to allow the public to have their say. So every bill in Parliament will have what's called three readings. It's a bit antiquated because back in the old days they literally used to read out legislation in the
right.
House. So first reading is the first chance for members of Parliament to debate it. And if it's defeated at that point, the bill is gone. So really we wanted to have enough support there because then it will go to Select Committee and people can have their say. So we know it's close. We hope that it will get enough support so that people then in the public can have their say. And then they'll be able to equally discuss whether or not they think 20 weeks is the right point at which we apply a statutory test.
You've also said that you hope this debate doesn't turn ugly. Obviously, it's a very emotional thing and we're only a couple of days into it. It's already started to get quite intense in the media and online.
Yeah.
What do you think will help the country have, I guess, a thoughtful debate around this emotional issue?
It is. And look, I experienced a bit of that at the election when it came up. And, you know, my view then was a very simple one, that this just should not be in the Crimes Act. And so that's been driving a lot of what we've wanted to do. This is the first time, though, we've got this far in this debate since the late 1970s. And so that probably means that will garner a lot of attention, but it also points to the amount of time and change there's been in that time. And so I hope that means that we can have a reasoned debate, a sound debate, where people's personal views are heard and respected, in a way that doesn't, you know, inflame things. People do have different perspectives, and in Parliament we have to cater for that through people having an individual vote, a conscience vote, I hope it's a respectful debate in Parliament, just as I hope it will be out in the wider community.
Fantastic. Well, on the subject of difficult debates, let's move to talk now about Ihu Mātou. So you said yesterday that you want to support the facilitation of a resolution. What range of supports could your government offer in this situation?
Well, you'll have seen that over a week ago now, when things were particularly heightened. You know, I was really concerned that there had been an escalation, and that there was, I think, an opportunity then to try and bring parties to the table. So ministers and myself, we sat down with Mana Whenua. Fletchers were at the table at that meeting as well. And off the back of that, we announced that there would be no further activity on the site until some resolution had been found. And so since then, so that's something that we supported. Since then, you've obviously seen Kingitanga has gone on to Ihu Mātou. There's been a facilitated discussion now that they are a part of that's happening as we speak. And so we really want to see that conversation continue so that there's a full Māori by Māori solution, and we really just want to support that. We've had ministers, I've asked them to be on the ground, to talk to affected parties, to make sure that we're keeping that dialogue going, and that's the role that I believe that we should be playing.
I understand that from a constitutional perspective, as Prime Minister, you can't direct the use of police force, but how do you respond to the concern and frustration of New Zealanders who heard your comments calling for protesters to be peaceful, but feel it's the increasing number of police that's very intimidating and it's their recent tactics that's escalated the potential for hostility?
Actually, I've been making from the beginning a blanket statement that what we want is peace on the ground and a de-escalation. I say that as a blanket statement, and I think everyone, all parties, would want that. simply yesterday I got asked for some explanations and certainly gave the caveat I wasn't there. I didn't witness anything firsthand. What I get is, of course, the reports from what is perceived to have been happening. And I see it from, I see those reports both from the perspective of those who are on the land, and also I hear the reports from the perspective of the police. But again, I always give the caveat, I'm not there. And so there's always a difficulty in attaching much commentary when you're not on the ground. I was asked the question, though, of why there was an increase in the number of police. And all I can do is relay what the police advised ministers, which was that there was some concern that those on the land may have returned to the area where there was a court order around whether or not they could be there. And so the police obviously have to uphold that court order. And so that's what led to that those extra numbers. But ultimately, no one wants to see an escalation. And right from the beginning, my message has been people will want to have their voice heard. They want to show their strength of feeling, and people should be free to do that. But we just hope that's done in a peaceful way.
Prime Minister, you've set a precedent of fronting up and having discussions kanohi a kanohi. When are you going to show up at the whenua at Ihu Matau?
And I have never ruled out doing that. For me, it's all a matter of the right time. What I want to do is actually support those parties who are most able to find a resolution to do that. And that's what's happening right now. And so I want to let that happen. And that's what I'm supporting and focusing on. But I've never ruled that out. It's just not the right time.
Well, we might move on to talk about our last topic, which is NATO and Iraq. So we've refused a request from NATO to stay in Iraq as part of a new mission with operational forces. But the government has opted to provide stabilisation funding instead. What does that mean, and what kind of projects is that going to be directed towards?
Yeah, so that's a contribution to the ongoing presence of those who will be, for instance, training, ongoing training of forces and reconstruction. It's a small contribution, but one that we thought demonstrated our belief that there is more work to be done. We've trained over 40,000 individuals on the ground. We think that's a significant contribution, but now we believe it's time that we turn our mind to other areas, focus on our region. You'll also see we've changed up our contribution in Afghanistan. I announced yesterday that we'll have three women from the New Zealand Defence Force in September of this year going in to support an initiative around women in peace and reconstruction, particularly focused on making sure that while there are negotiations going on in Afghanistan, that none of the hard-won bits of progress for women are lost in Afghanistan. So that's a change in what we're doing there, but I think really well aligned with our values as a country. Oh. So that's why we're changing up our profile.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We really appreciate it. Speak to you
talk
in a fortnight.
Soon.
Cheers.
See you. Talk soon.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.